Howdy, I'm T. Boone Pickens' younger brother, Nip, and I'm here to talk to y'all about the current energy crisis. Many of you have heard T. Boone's recent commercials concerning his plan to solve our energy problems by expanding wind and solar production in America. What you may not be aware of is the fact that my brother suffers from what is commonly referred to in the medical community as a rectal cranial inversion. Consequently, he's been talking out his ass for a long time now.
What a maroon!
Wind and solar power may seem like viable energy alternatives to a classroom full of 12-year-olds, but to those of us who are old enough to actually drive a car, T. Boone's approach to this problem makes about as much sense as letting Charlie Manson run a daycare center. And need I remind you that my brother's plan is supported by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi?
Some of the success of the surge is at the goodwill of the Iranians.
Let's face it, when a leftist political hack like her endorses your energy scheme, it's got about as much chance of working as Ron Paul has of being elected president. T. Boone claims we can't drill our way out of this foreign oil dependency mess we've gotten ourselves into. But if you ask me, that's kind of like saying you can't farm your way out of starvation. People who believe something that stupid ought to be shoved in a box and airmailed to France.
Sacrebleu!
I mean, how do all those dope-smoking tree-huggers out there think we got into this situation in the first place? By drilling too much? Bah! Yes, folks, somewhere along the line in this country, common sense decided to take a vacation. But I'm here to tell you that the holiday is just about over. Americans are growing pretty damn tired of hearing elitist assholes like Al Gore tell them how evil they are for turning up the heat past 60 degrees in the wintertime or driving cars bigger than a matchbox. And we're not going to take much more of it. Fact is, there ain't a person I know who wouldn't like to get Mr. Inconvenient Truth alone in a locked room for about 5 minutes, just so they can take out their frustrations on his flabby white ass with a baseball bat or a bullwhip.
Just slip out!
Oh, and if all you brain-dead leftists in Congress think that us little people here in flyover country wouldn't enjoy taking turns shoving red-hot pokers up your respective backsides just for the sport of it, you really are living in fantasy land. In conclusion, I'd like to point out that I'm not a big old man like T. Boone. I also ain't a dyed-in-the-wool communist like Barack Obama. So you can trust me when I tell you that freeing up our known oil reserves offshore and in Anwar to drilling is the surest way to lower oil prices over the next year. In the words of Newt Gingrich, drill here, drill now, and pay less. Either that, or get used to walking. The choice is yours. I'm Nick Pickens, and I've got a moron for a brother. Thank you for your time.